Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Listen, if you think these are the worst of times, let's just see how things are the last couple months of 2020, shall we? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please say hello to Chris Alvarado. Chris, better than Hemsworth. Who is your favorite chef and or captain from the various Below Deck seasons?
Well, I have to say, I have to go with Chef Adam. He wasn't great last season. He was a bit of a dick. But why do I have to say he's the best, Kevin?
Why?
Because I hired him to cook for my birthday, and Chris was present.
Woo!
Yeah.
And
Chris was present because I had a very, very, very strict invite list, which was you had to be an Uber fan of the show. Forget whether or not you're a relative or someone
that's right
who lives in the house. All right, thank you for that, Chris. That
thank
is the correct
you for
answer.
That, Kevin. Thank you for that.
Say hello to Craig Kukowski. Kakao, if you were William Conrad's agent, how would you have broken the news to him that he's been offered one of the leads in a show called Jake and the Fat Man?
Bill, it's Marty.
Hey, Marty, what's up?
Bill, I know you haven't worked in a while.
Yep.
But you have an offer.
Yes!
You have an offer.
Woo!
The show is called Jake and the Fat Man. You're going to be playing one of the leads.
All right. Tell me more about Jake.
They've hired a nice, young, good-looking actor to play the other lead.
Okay, fine.
So I think you can probably do the math here. Bill, have you weighed yourself lately?
What am I doing the math on?
Have you weighed yourself lately, Bill?
Yeah. I mean, every other month.
Bill, this offer has continued on you being the fat man. Are you cool with being the fat man in Jake and the Fat Man?
You had me at offer. Please welcome first-timer Jacqueline Uwe.
Hey.
Now, I noticed you wrote Jackie, so you prefer Jackie?
Yes, all my friends call me Jackie. My nemesis call me Jacqueline.
Oh, I'm going to take myself off the nemesis list right
yes.
now.
You can Jackie. All call me Jackie.
Jackie Uwe, Jackie O. As hey. A first-timer, we have a tradition. Please tell us any awkward story from your early days studying improv.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Being a black improviser, all awkward a lot of the time. I think the most awkward was getting hit on by this like older gentleman who casually just like wanted to sprinkle in that he was going on a singles cruise. Soon, and as his way to like let me know he was available, and he got quickly blocked. So that was improv one. That was a rough one. It was rough, but we made it. So
yep, the password is yikes. Hey, there's Caroline Cotter, tarot card lover. Assuming there won't be a Halloween this year, thanks to that prick COVID-19, what was your favorite childhood costume?
I don't know. I feel like, well, I'll tell you this. My mom sewed all my costumes for me, which was really nice. And she's a very talented seamstress. But I was a little bitch of a kid. And you know, the only thing you want is like to have the store made costume. So I think one time I dressed up as an M&M and I like took all the stuffing out of the inside of the costume she made me because I was pissed. Anyway, I grew up to love my mom. We have a beautiful relationship and I'm everything about me is good and fine. And I don't have any problems with anything or anyone.
Oh, thanks for sharing. Hey, it's James Heaney. Jimmy Jack, come back. How regular are you?
Listen, before this started, I gave you guys some private information about my regularity, and I even made it clear I don't feel comfortable talking about that on any program.
Which is why I asked.
Well, you know what? I would say it depends. Sometimes it's every day. Sometimes it's twice a day. And sometimes I go 2 or 3 days.
Now, using the word like depends, was that a pun? Or?
It's a pun. It's not a pun. So, like going, I was recently driving across the country. I don't feel comfortable inside of gas stations sitting down.
So you
So I just put my thumb in my butt and I made it all the way.
Jesus.
Huh. Well, it wasn't easy. I don't want to get into the stories about how regular I am.
Okay. So we'll just leave it to our imaginations. That's fine. And last
imagine
but suck an egg.
Something really normal, though, please.
Yeah. Last but suck an egg, if you think I'm least, it's Joey Greer. Joey Killer, tell us any of your childhood birthday parties. Mm. Tell us of any childhood birthday party.
I remember one birthday. You know how you have like people like bust out of cakes or whatever?
Sure.
It was my dream to bust out of a cake, and I was probably like 6 or 7, and I had to go to this like training facility to do it. So it's kind of like a boot camp because you got to be in the cake for a while. So I was training in Florida.
Nope.
You know,
none of this happened.
In Key Bridge Beach, there's a
there's
Navy
no
SEALs
6-year old that
center,
even knows about things popping out of cakes.
And there's no Key Bridge Beach.
I had to go there, and I trained with the SEALs for a long time, and I never rang the bell. And long story short, I did two tours, one in Guatemala, and one off of. That was
the number one. Jump out of the cake.
Let's do a damn show. Almost all of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails. If you'd like to submit one, please do. Write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That is, again, your name here
at alchemythis.com.
Scene number one comes to us from listener Simon, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemy team. I've been listening to your show for almost a year now and have had and continue to have so much fun listening. I just started a new tax and accounting business and plan to, once I make enough money to pay myself, join the elite group known as the Patreon supporters." I don't know how elite they are, but sure. Before my scene suggestion, I do have a question. Kevin, what is your third favorite fish-based food product? Oh, that is a fan of the show. The exact wording of that question. My third favorite fish-based food product. I'm going to go with...
take your time.
Scottish salmon footwear. Now for my scene suggestion. Trouble at the Peanut Butter Factory. Keep on keeping on, Simon!
Yeah, I mean, pretty much it's just like we, you know, with the different factory outlets that we're getting right now. No, I understand it, but it's just with the different outlets that we're looking at right now, we want to expand our revenue, so the market share needs to be appropriate to what we're outputting. So if we really think about the peanut butter as itself, I mean, we can just kind of get this.
Push the button.
What's going on? Which one? There's only
the red one.
They're all red to me. They're all red to me. I'm in a fear mode.
Thank God.
Entering factory shutdown.
Oh, okay.
Factory shutdown.
This is going to be pretty bad. This is going to shut this factory down.
The whole factory is shutting down? Those look like blast doors. Are those blast doors? Are they shutting down? What the fuck is going on?
Blast doors are normal.
Commencing blast doors.
Kermit, what the hell is going on, Kermit? I'm just a revenue guy. I'm a market guy.
Two jars go underneath the peanut butter filler at the same time.
Shoot peanuts into the air.
Get under here with me. Get underneath the conveyor belt.
Kermit, report to the office. Kermit, report to the office. Geez. Kermit.
I'm gonna step away.
Don't leave me. I don't know what the fuck. I'm a market guy.
The most dangerous parts have passed already, okay? If anybody asks, I was paying complete
Kermit,
attention.
Kermit, report to the office.
Okay.
Kermit.
Okay. All right.
Kermit, report to
Kermit,
the office.
Kermit, please don't leave me, Kermit.
I have
Kermit,
to leave.
Please don't
you stay
leave
here.
Me.
You stay here.
Kermit, please. Singing lullaby. Do, 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 do,
do. Boss? Boss, you asked me to come into the, hello? Is anybody in here?
Hi, sorry, you walked into my office. The boss's office is next door. You're in the wrong office.
Are you sure?
Yes. Do I look like the boss of the company? Mr. Honestly, Peanut?
No, you don't look like Mr. Peanut. You
so then why would
like
you think
Mr.
that's who I so why would you think that's who I was? You asked me if I was sure that you were in the right place. This is my office.
Okay. Well, I just
was Do you understand what you did wrong?
Diane, I mean, I'm sorry. Is everything okay in here?
Oh. No, it's not okay. We have this freak from the factory floor.
Well, first of all, I am not a freak.
Yes, I'm a hard-working factory.
I'm sorry, Mr. Freak. Who are you, and what are you doing in Diane's office?
My name's Kermit, and I'm the shift supervisor of the line for the crunchy style peanut butter down below.
Kermit, report to the office. Report to the office.
Could you guys
it's
help
next
me out?
Door.
I need to. Oh.
Welcome to the Freaks of the Factory Floor get together.
Yeah.
Thank you for meeting me here. Thank you for meeting. Now, we have a couple of things to go over. One, we still haven't overthrown the factory.
Yeah.
I'll leave it open to questions or suggestions. Listen, I know it's just you and me right now, Trish, and I appreciate you showing up. Because, like, I'll be honest, I have a crush on you, but I'm also really excited about, you know, shutting down this factory. So,
yeah, you know, I got a crush on you too, and that's why I'm here. I know you posted this meeting, but I thought it could just be like something special for the two of us. Yeah.
Yes, yes, it is. It's totally special. It's like totally special for the two of us.
You read meetings so good.
Are you at all interested in shutting down the factory, though?
I know what I am interested in shutting down.
Oh, shit. Yes, this is my fucking
But, like,
dream.
I like my job, so
true.
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I like my job. Right. So, like, your whole agenda is not really for me, but, like, you're for me, so that's why I'm here.
Oh, yeah, 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 that makes sense. Okay, shit, okay. Wow. Hey, look, I've really enjoyed this time with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm so thankful you come to my meetings.
Hey, you too. If you got time to chat, you got time for the VAT.
Oh, shit. All right. Sorry, boss.
Okay, boss. I'll get back to the van.
All right, Trish. I'll talk to you later, Trish.
See ya, baby.
Yes.
Boss, so I think you wanted me to come into your office. Is this the right office?
Yes, we are in Mr. Peanut's office, of course.
Mr. Peanut,
Are you Kermit?
I'm Kermit. I was the
Kermit,
chief supervisor.
Thank you so much for dropping by. I see by the record here that you shit the bed beautifully today.
Oh, it was an accident, and honestly, I
feel I suppose it was an accident, wasn't it?
Mr. Peanut, I believe there's a sabotage that happened to me.
Sabotage, you say?
I believe there may be a saboteur on the floor. I was doing the same shift I would usually do, and I had 100% focus on the
Are you
line.
Here to name names, Kermit?
I don't know the names. I do
you
know
don't.
That there was a marketing guy that was inappropriately talking to me while I was there, but I don't even know who he is. But he was dressed in a suit and tie.
All right, everybody, welcome to the floor saboteurs meeting. We are here to sabotage this floor, am I right?
Yeah.
All right, Trish, I love your enthusiasm. When I tell you to invite the other workers, do you ever pass that message on to anybody else?
I would never. That message is just for me.
No, it's that's the thing. Is like I think, you are it for me. But I'm also trying to start. I'm trying to start a revolution here. You know.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to start a revolution as well.
You are something else.
Hey, can you two keep your voices down? If you have time to scream, you have time to cream.
Oh, I love creaming.
Oh, Trish. All right, boss. Yeah, we'll get to creaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. I was looking for a very specific type of peanut butter. I saw that your shelves only have Jiffy and Plumber. I really wanted, I'm looking for Mr. Peanuts, cream sauce peanut butter. No chunk, all smooth. So, I was looking at your shelving and didn't seem to be in stock. I had come here before and there was Mr. Peanut's peanut butter all cream. No, it was just smooth cream, peanut butter. And I was wondering if that was something I was going to be coming in later or if that was something that I might need to go to another shop for. I mean, I come here because it's very close to my house and it's a convenience factor, but also because of the customer service. But if you're not going to be able to provide me with some of the products that I normally enjoy, then I'm going to have to find another opportunity to spend my money, which is another plate.
So, I understand you went to the store. That's great. But why don't we use today's session for why? Why you keep going back looking for this peanut butter?
Well, I think it's something that's like important in the day-to-day diet.
Is it important?
Yes.
You know, you presented as saying, I think. I want you to own these thoughts of yours. You believe. So if you just think it's important, we're not there yet.
All right, look, thanks for coming into the station. I need you to retrace your steps, sir. So, as you know, mm-hmm. there was a lot of murders happened today in and around the vicinity in which you said you were spending time in. So, please. Yeah. So, you went to the peanut butter factory.
Yes. So, I told you before, I was over at Jibby's, and I was looking for, you know, a certain kind of peanut butter that I really liked. And I often go there because they have what I like, and that's why I go there. It's not only the convenience factor, but it's also the customer service.
Uh-huh. So, I really enjoy that. You said you're a cream sauce fan. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, no chunk. Just smooth. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is
Okay, babe, I asked you to pick up our son from daycare, and you brought back a case of Mr. Peanut's peanut butter. Now, I'm scared because our son has not come home and it has been hours.
Right, yeah.
And you said you were going to pick him up. I called you and you said, yes, Beth, I've got him. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm starting to think the him you were referring to was a case of peanut butter. Mm-hmm. Is that right or wrong?
That's right, yeah.
So where is it?
Well, all right, sport. I'm going to have to leave you here at the school. My wife's been pretty pissed if I don't come home on time. So you think you're going to be okay until your parents pick you up?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Oh, good. All right. So, here's the keys to the school. Make sure you lock up behind yourself. Gosh, I don't know. Should I give you a hug goodbye? Or what? I feel bad. You're not scared?
Yeah. Yeah, Daddy, I'd like that a lot.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you can just, give me the keys.
You know what? My wife and I, we've never been able to have kids. Okay, let me just shoot straight with you.
Yeah.
It seems like your shitty parents should
I'm sorry about
really
that.
Like you. Right, thank you. But you want to call me Dad. I understand that. Yeah. I'm a coach. You want to come home and be part of my family. Huh?
I mean, if you're asking, I would love to. I thought my dad was going to come, then he didn't come, and you know he doesn't.
I thought he was too. I waited. Yeah. It's well past 8:00. I'm going to be in trouble with my wife.
Yes, Coach. I'll come home with you.
All right. Well, that's good. All right. So let's leave a message for
8:28, and that's when you come in. 8:28.
Okay. Calm down.
Do you understand what time it is? Who knows what's outside? Who knows what's outside? There could be ghosts outside. There could be ghoulies. There could be all these things that could grab you. Do you understand that?
Sweetheart, I got a surprise for you. I got a surprise.
Oh my God.
I got a surprise.
8:28.
Calm down. I've brought a person home. Okay. And I believe that maybe it can really complete us. Okay? We've always wanted to have a family.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So this here is Brian. Now, Brian is a really good soccer player, and I believe he's going to make a pretty decent son.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Mama.
Baby. My baby, Brian. How are you?
It's Brian's your baby. Not a baby.
Oh, you look just like me. Oh, my.
Well, so his parents didn't show up to pick him up, and I feel like we'll be better parents.
Oh, Brian, can you walk? Let's see. Can you do your first step?
Brian's a soccer player, okay?
He can walk. Mama, I can walk. I can run. I can shoot goals.
He's pretty advanced for his age.
Thank you for coming into my office, Mr. and Mrs. Stencils. You know the rules. If you leave your children here past 8 p.m., they become free property, up for grabs, as it were.
I'm sorry. You say that we know the rules, but I'm looking back at the contract we signed when we entered our son into the school, and that is in about 2-point font at the very bottom of the page.
Mm-hmm.
That was, it's on the contract, but I can't read it. We I'm want our son butter. Back. We're the Stencils. We're looking for Brian Stencil.
I'm not a peanut butter.
I'm sorry, sir.
I'm out of peanut butter.
And that's our first scene. That is our first scene. Oh, my. Oh, my. The Stencils. Scene two comes from Patreon VIP named Chris, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. Love the show. The new episodes are always a highlight of my week. Now, let's keep this short and get into the scene. Suggestion. Auction house. Thanks for all the laughs, Chris." All right. Our next item will be the Van Gogh painting.
Oh, I love Van Gogh!
The... I'm just about ready to start the auction, if you want to hold
it.
Yeah! Okay. This painting is entitled, "Hey, those
50 bucks!
Those are my shoes."
$50 on that piece of shit!
Appreciate the enthusiasm. I'm gonna start
Do you
the
accept
bidding.
Gumballs?
I'm going to start the bidding at $50,000.
Two gumballs!
$50,000.
We have $50,000. Do I have $50,000?
$50! And then you can suck my butt!
excuse me. This is a very different auction than I'm used to. I would like to relinquish my auction and go
what?
To a different room.
You're not auctioning it. It's your bid, brother. Your
I
bid.
I want to reverse my bid. And
this guy's fancy, but he doesn't know how the hell auctions work.
You just throwing around $50,000 and you don't auction. Even know what the hell's going on, brother.
Now, this
I'm
is the
leaving.
First time
what
we've
I'm saying.
Had...
This is ridiculous. I'm not going to participate here.
It's unusual, and I appreciate your
If he
position.
Doesn't want the Van Gogh, I want it.
Okay, we're going to restart the bidding at $50,000.
What's the title of that Van Gogh again?
"Hey, these are my shoes."
Is that fully authenticated?
All of our pieces of art have been authenticated, yes.
Now, is this from his oral period?
I believe it is, yes.
I don't know. Right. It looks fake to me. The brush strokes are not consistent with his earlier work.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Suck my butt.
We have two gumballs and a butt suck so far.
Man, I'm going to check out if it's real. Hold on. Let me get up here. All right. Let me just rub on there. Oh, that's real paint. Yeah, that's real paint.
Thank you, sir. There's a...
Rub it again.
There's an affidavit on the back of all the art as... per usual. I'm sorry. If you don't have a paddle, maybe head towards the exit. This is a Sotheby's auction house.
Once I got a full double paddle like you would kayak with.
Hey, that thing's huge, man.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Okay. Thanks for coming to the meeting of auction disruptors. I want to start just by saying there are no bad ideas. We're looking for any ideas at all about the best ways to disrupt.
I got an idea.
Yes, perfect. What's your name? All right. Anyone else have any ideas?
I got an idea.
Yes. Okay, I see what's happening. And kudos, both of you. That's the kind of disruption.
Am I disrupting right now?
Yes. That was not just an interruption. That was. Did you have anything further you wanted?
Nope.
Alrighty. Great.
What?
Can I take you anywhere else, Mr. Chandelier? Sorry, the auction didn't go the way you wanted it to, but
what
I know of a couple other places.
I don't think that the people in there were used to auctioning. They were shouting at $50. They wanted to throw some stones in it. There was a real Van Gogh. I say. We put on a mask and we steal the Van Gogh.
Mr. Chandelier, are you saying that we go in there right now and kill everybody inside? Or do you mean what kind of vibes?
I'm not talking about killing people. I'm just saying, let's say
we put on a costume, wait for nightfall, and we sneak in and get the Van Gogh for ourselves.
Mr. Chandelier, your wish is my command.
All right, good, good. All right. So let's pull away from the front here so that we don't get situated.
So there's a phone call for you in the back of a limousine.
Okay, hold on. Hello?
Yeah, it's for Reggie. Could you pass the phone up front, mate?
He's my driver. I don't think that he gets
just pass calls. The phone, will you, mate?
Okay, well, I'm the boss in here, but I'll do it as a favor.
Right, right.
Reggie,
pass the phone,
it's for
then.
You.
Say Reggie again? Can,
the phone's for you. It doesn't reach.
Oh, do you mind shimming up?
Get my limo driver. Reggie, just... Fine. The cord's so short, it doesn't quite go through. Why don't you come back here, and I'll sit up there for a moment.
All right. I'm going to keep it on the gas, all right? So just quickly switch with me, all right?
Okay.
All right, wait for it. And do you have it?
I have it.
Do you have it? You have it? Okay. Oh, I'm stuck. My foot is stuck. On the gas.
Hold on,
Mr. Chandelier.
Honk.
Mr. Chandelier, my foot is stuck. You got to turn it. You got to turn the car.
I'm trying to turn it. This is dangerous.
Slow down.
Oh, you got me. Where's Mr. Chandelier?
My baby.
Ugo.
So many stories as we pass. So many stories.
Okay. Finally, it stopped.
Once there was a little boy.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it's nice back here. Hello?
Reggie, hey, Reggie, Sky.
How are you doing?
Oh, not bad. Just curious what you're up to.
Nothing much.
Right. Thought me and the boys might come around tonight and have a pint. You up for that?
Can't do that. Me and the old hatter, we are dressing up as pirates and we're going inside a little place and doing a little knick-knack.
You and your boss are going to rip something off it?
Yeah.
Is that
you
right?
You want in?
I do.
All right, yeah. Get the boys to come here.
Where are we meeting?
Meet right next to... There's a stone.
Right.
That looks like a horse. Meet there. All right?
Is that Jiminy Horse Stone?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'll meet you there.
All right, love you.
Cheers.
Wow, who would have thought? Oops, these are my shoes sold for $56.2 million. Well, until the buyer picks it up tomorrow, we'll do what we usually do, which is just lean it against the wall here in the auction room.
Okay, sounds good. By the way, I forgot my keys to lock up the auction room tonight, so...
Oh, that's okay. I mean, there's no auctions in the middle of the night, so...
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's a good point. I never thought about it like that before. Okay.
The odds that anyone would be showing up looking for an auction in the middle of the night are pretty slim, so...
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, I'm going to go home. Bye.
Excuse me. All right, love you.
Excuse me.
Cheers.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry. What's up? I can only hear out of one ear, and it's not the one you think.
Oh, are there any auctions currently happening?
No, so thank you. Funny you asked that, but...
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Oh.
What's that? Sorry, I can't hear or see, and it's not what you think. There are no auctions tonight, but tomorrow there will be an auction. But I shouldn't tell you this. We're just leaving the whole thing open. So you can look at the painting if you want. You can just hang out here until tomorrow, whatever you want to do.
Okay. I mean, okay, I'll just hang out here. You can go home. Don't lock it up anything. Just go home.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to lock it up. I'll just go home. I'll see you tomorrow when I'm back. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, bye. Love you.
Bye. Oh, yeah, hit the jackpot. Now that I'm...
Mrs. Thorsby, I hate to wake you at such an irregular hour, but there seems to be a problem at one of the auction houses.
Yes, what is it?
Well, it seems as though that is a break-in has occurred, and one of Van Gogh's most precious paintings, the... foot one has been stolen.
Are you referring to oops, these are my shoes?
Yes, the shoes, yes. I say feet shoes, so you can understand.
Yes,
how
from
my
his
connection.
Oral period.
Yes. But you see how I, the shoes and the feet, you see where I was, you see how the disconnect, but the connection occurred.
I'm on your wavelength, yes.
Yes, okay, fantastic. Just to be clear, right, just to be clear, I do know.
But the pertinent information is there's been a break-in and somebody's stolen yes. the painting.
Yes, the shoe one. The shoe.
Yes. I understand.
All right, Mr. Chandelier, welcome to the black market. So you got a painting you would like to sell, is that right?
I do. It's a very fancy painting, but this is all off the record, right? Like, I'd rather you not use my real name.
Look,
in
all
fact,
right,
I'm surprised you got it. Who gave you my real name, Reggie?
Yeah, that guy right there with the cigarette.
Reggie, damn it!
Oi!
Reggie, so anyway, you could have given him a fake name.
Give me the goods. Let's inspect this here. Let's take a look at what you got.
It's folded up. Let me here we go.
Wait, you folded the painting up?
Hey, we had to sneak it out.
Okay, no. All right, you can leave.
What? This is a no. Van Gogh painting.
All right. It's been folded, but let me see what we can do here. So there's a big crease going across the center. Oh, you know what? Looks like somebody spat right here to try to check the paint on it.
That must be what it was like. That was what it was like when I got it.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying.
It was probably Mr. Van.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a black market fair price right now.
Okay. Good. We got.
I'm thinking two gumballs and I suck your butt.
Excuse me.
I will give you two gumballs plus I will suck your butt.
I do it.
Reggie, you stay out of this. This has got to be worth more than this. I heard that this sold for 52 something million dollars yesterday.
That was
how could it drop
pre,
down to just
pre,
sucking a button two gumballs?
That was probably pre-crease, I'm guessing, and pre paint testing it with the spit.
It was not pre-paint testing because it was like that when I picked it up.
Fine, before it was folded. Look, you're free to go to the other markets. Okay, you came to the black market here. Okay.
All right, you're right. What do you think,
you know what?
Reggie?
I'm going to change my offer. I'm going to change my offer. Okay. One gumball and you suck my butt.
We're taking this back.
Whoa. Yeah, Reggie, what's up? You got something to say about that?
That's just insane. One gumball. I mean, we were told at work and then they're not even going to give us two gumballs.
You know, I
like
blame
you, Reggie.
It was your friends that showed up that folded this thing in half. I had a big plan and you guys folded it and this is ridiculous.
Listen, I don't mean to do this, but the black market's about to close up. We got to close up shop tonight.
How much time do we have?
We're actually closed, so this is about.
Do you all do organs?
Yeah. That's the booth right next door. His name's Charles. He might be closed also. If you want to check him out before he leaves, maybe. All right, guys. Well, it was nice meeting you, Mr. Shanley.
Now, if you'll all follow me to the next gallery, we're going to see one of Van Gogh's most impressive paintings.
Oops, these are my shoes. I can't wait.
As you know, Van Gogh died without ever having sold a painting, and his brother, Theo, was able to keep his entire... Yes, I am the docent here. His brother, Theo, saved all his paintings. And if Vincent had known... that this painting had sold for two...
His name was really Theo, is that for real?
If Vincent had known this would sold for two gumballs and a butt suck, it probably would have made his day.
You know, I actually know a lot about this painting, if you don't mind me jumping in here for a second.
I'd like to hear from this man. Yeah, I'd like to hear from the man that just volunteered to speak up. Let's let him talk.
So actually, the painting itself is actually, it's not actually what you would think of, because the wood is found from a very specific part of the Dutch Republic that is in the center of Dutchland. There is this very specific...
Okay, there's no country called Dutchland.
Wow, no, I've heard of that place. Keep going.
Deutschland is
talking.
Germany, but I don't
Boo,
know what
no,
Dutchland
let's have
is.
The other guy talk. Dutchland.
All right, fine. What else do you know?
I know that specifically speaking of the certain kind of wood using for the frames, like it helps express the different colors using the paint scheme. For instance, like, did you know that peanut butter?
Yeah. What about peanut butter?
First off, peanut butter comes in chunky and smooth, but you can also...
Look, Paul, you've been a decent docent for as long as you've been here.
I'm the most decent docent.
Look, you just lost your job, pal. That guy came in hot. And you know...
With lies.
This is just like a football field. Every day you're competing for your position, Paul.
Look, is it better to have a knowledgeable person who's occasionally a little tentative or somebody who's big and loud and wrong?
What do you think?
Big and loud and wrong.
Now listen. Listen. You're a decent docent.
Paul, I heard about you losing the docent job, and I'm sorry to do this, but we're going to have to kick you out of your apartment.
What? I own this apartment.
I'm sorry. We just can't have that. Not the block just can't have somebody who lost their docent job and just dropping the property value. I'm sorry.
How is it dropping the property value?
Paul, I don't want to have this conversation.
Hi, are you Paul?
Yes.
Sorry to trouble you, sir. I was sent here from the mall, and we're here to get your clothing.
My clothing?
Yeah, several of the stores got together and where you shop, apparently. And we want to start with there's two Brooks Brothers suits and some shoes.
Okay, so all the different retail outlets at the mall individually want clothes that I purchased years ago back. Well, is this have anything to do with me losing my job as a docent?
I didn't want to say whether or not you were a decent docent.
I was a decent docent.
Apparently, you were decent enough to buy all these clothes, and now you need to return.
Excuse me, are you Paul?
Yes.
Okay, Paul, I'm here to inform you that you're losing your citizenship.
What?
Now I understand here that you are a natural born citizen, but you need to leave.
Who authorized this?
Well, I mean, I don't need to tell you who authorized it, but I heard you lost your docentship.
Okay. I'm
Paul, welcome to Dutchland. We are happy to have you. We are very excited. All seven of the people who live on Dutchland are here to greet you today. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi.
Well, this is truly humbling to learn that Dutchland is indeed a country. Thank you for taking me under your wing.
Wait. I don't. What?
What?
No, you what?
Is Dutchland not a country?
It is, but you didn't know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this turned quickly.
So, Paul, I'm supposed to smuggle you out of Dutchland. Is that right?
Yes. Well, yes, get me the fuck out of here.
But listen, the only way we're going to be able to do that is with you in this box. And the only way you're going to fit is if I cut off your arms and your legs. Okay. Understand?
No, you know, I'm going to stay in Dutchland.
All right, are you sure?
I'm not agreeing to those terms.
All right.
Look, first of all, Dutchland is like 50 square feet. There's only seven other people here. They're watching us talk right now.
Yeah, but they're violent. It's a violent country, Paul.
It is. It is a violent country, but I'm not willing to lose all of my limbs. Okay?
Maybe you have them.
I'm through answering questions about COVID. I'm happy to change the subject now to the decent docent and whether or not we're bringing him back to the United States.
Mr. President, yes. Mr. President,
yes.
Mr. President, Mr. President, Mr. President, Kurt Berger for mayonnaise and other. Paul, the docent, has now been removed from the country. He's not a citizen, but there has been a petition, and so far there has been 6,000 signatures to bring him back and naturalize him. What do you say to that?
Does somebody have a cot that I could take a quick nap during this guy's
Mr. President,
question?
Mr. President.
News crew.
News crew. Question.
News crew.
Hi. Kyle Dunnigan. comic.
That's a funny
laughing, dude. Stop laughing. Just ask the fucking question.
We got the best. Right, we got the best
who
comic
gave this
questions.
Guy a press pass?
First of all, check out my Instagram. It's hilarious. Second question. Is it true that you are in bed with Big Maul? Maul seems to be acting on its own lately with a lot of power. We want to know where Maul gets off.
We got the best malls in this country. They're simply the best. No malls in any other country can compete with ours. Ours are the best. So, yes. Next question.
Mr. President. News crew.
Yes. News
question.
Crew.
Question.
Any questions, fine.
Question.
Just
Mr. President,
wait.
Mr. President, I think these are the auction disruptors that we have here.
Son
would you
of
like
a
me
bitch.
To escort them out?
All right, that's it for today. Yeah. Thanks
wait,
very much.
Go.
Okay, you know what? One last question from the woman.
Careful.
Suck my butt.
Okay.
Mr. President, quick, quick, quick. These are disruptors. Get out.
And that is scene two, everybody. Oh, the decent docent. What would we do without him? Scene three comes to us from Tony, who wrote, "Good morning, afternoon, evening, alchemists. My name is Tony, and I live in Orlando, Florida. I've been listening to your podcast since it first came out, and I love every scene you guys do. Never a disappointment. You guys truly tickle my fancy, which is not easily tickled. I used to have a favorite alchemist, but decided long ago that I enjoy all of you. Now, let me get to the suggestion, because I could go on and on and on for quite some time. Clearly, that is true. My scene suggestion is simple. An employee of a fast food taco place hates his job at the drive-through window, then gets promoted to supervisor. Thank you all for the laughs while I drive all over Central Florida cleaning the carpets of rich assholes. Tony."
Hi, sorry, me and my friend don't know what we want yet. Oh my God, right. Sorry, we should have prepared this before we got here. Ah, there's no, so many okay. options.
It's okay, just take your time.
Do you want to split something?
Yeah, let's like split something.
Let's split maybe something.
We could get like a 5-piece, but then we'd have to split one of the tenders in half.
Oh my God. Yeah. Sorry. Can we get, we see the 5-piece, but can you make it either like a 4-piece or a 6-piece? I know that's not an option, but it's like hard for my friend and I to split.
Yeah, we would really love that. Sorry, I'm reaching over you, Beth.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Reach over, reach over. I actually kind of like when you reach over me. So do whatever you want to do.
Okay, I'll reach over you. We also want a milkshake, but we don't want a full small. We want it split in half. Can you do
yes.
that and make it giant?
We can get a half of that shape.
Sorry, I think that your voice actually got less easy to understand. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you're further or closer to the microphone, but we just want to know if we can have the small milkshake split.
Yeah, and make it diet.
Yeah, make it diet.
Do you want to split it? You want a mattress?
Do we want a mattress? I don't. I mean, maybe. Yeah, I was looking for a new one. Yeah, I'll take.
Can
a
you
mattress.
Split it?
Can you split the mattress?
Okay. Yeah, every order comes with a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Now we're doing a deal with Tempur-Pedic mattress. So if you want the mattresses.
Hey, freaks in the Volkswagen, take your time for fuck's sake!
Oh my God. Is that your ex? Is that your ex?
It sounds fucking like it. Sounds like a dickwad, like the fuck I was dating before.
Oh my God, you're right. And it does. And he's driving that nasty
Miata.
Fiat, yeah.
It's like nasty Miata Jeep Fiat. Like,
so
I mean,
gross.
Really? The fact that he chopped, I know, I told him to split it, but the fact that he split up all those cars and put them together, like, who is he? I mean, what a
freak. He's a freak. I can't believe you almost married him. That was crazy.
And then it would do it again.
All right, sir. Well, I mean, I'm just judging by the safety of your vehicle here. Looks like there's a lot of pieces from different cars put together. So, I mean, I can't say that this is a highway or city safety pass. I'm sorry. My head's just kind of out of it. I recently started looking up different ways to connect insects to make a long story short. I'm trying to read what I'm –
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Yeah. You want to take a knee?
Yeah. I just am a little lightheaded. Oh, my God.
Can I get these guys some water?
No water. Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. We got Mountain Dew.
Dad, what are you talking about? We're sitting in the back of the car. You think we have a restroom back here? I have a little bit of water. You can
Jimmy,
have,
but... can I get a Mountain Dew for this guy?
Jimmy, get a Mountain Dew for me.
I can go to the store. I'll walk to the store.
Go.
Okay, jeez.
Oh, is that your boy? Is that your son?
Yeah. That's my eldest.
I had a son and I left him at school and they just took him away from me. And I think about that every day. So
that's in the rules.
I know that. Oh my gosh, man, my head is getting, it feels lighter than it normally does.
How much would you say it normally feels? How much weight are we talking about?
My head normally feels 60, 70 pounds.
Right. And now feels like
2 ounces, 3 ounces.
Right. That is lighter. That's considerably lighter.
Hi, I'm looking for your Mountain Dew.
Uh-huh.
Can you point me to the Mountain Dew?
It's pretty intuitive.
You see that giant section that says soda?
Where?
It's about your 12 o'clock.
You're at 12 o'clock. Don't call me at 12 o'clock, you son of a bitch. It's people like you that ruin this country.
What?
Oh, you getting a Mountain Dew? Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where they are.
Yeah, I've been looking for Mountain Dews. I like the Mountain Red.
I think I just need to get classic.
Huh?
I think I just need a classic Mountain Dew.
What did you say to me? Huh?
What? Don't push me.
What the fuck did you say to me? Huh?
Nothing. You're just like that other guy. 12 o'clocks.
What?
What? Okay, I'm taking this Mountain Dew, but I'm not paying for it.
Fine, get out of here.
Fine, you get out of here.
I work here.
Cool, you're just giving away free sodas? Thank you.
It's better than dealing with you.
Okay, that's hurtful.
Out the door. It's at your 6 o'clock.
Hey, Jim, thanks for coming in today. I just wanted to go over your semi-annual. It looks like, you're giving away sodas? Is that right?
I gave away one soda in March.
Okay.
I don't know if that connotes a pattern.
Right. There wasn't a report for why that soda was given away, and I was just curious if you wanted to maybe explain.
Look, There was a guy coming in. He couldn't identify basic directions based on the face of a clock.
Give me an example.
Look to your 3 o'clock.
Okay. You said that to a customer.
I did.
Those exact words. Look to your 3 o'clock.
Well, do you know what that means?
Do I know what look to my 3 o'clock means?
Yeah, due east, typically. To your right.
I'm going to go directly to my right.
What about 7 o'clock?
I'm feeling like down there on the left a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, even if you've never heard it before, it's fairly intuitive.
You picture a clock around you, and you look to the number that's
right. Straight ahead is 12, and then the clock wraps around your head.
I would look up for 12. I feel like I would look up for 12.
I can't think because we associate the sun being at its highest point at the sky at noon.
Here's your soda. Dad, I got it.
Hey, Dollface, there's your Mountain Dew.
Thank you.
Why'd you call? Are you two?
Thank you.
What's going on, Dad? You calling the cop Dollface?
I didn't know he was a cop.
I'm not a cop.
Oh, I thought you pulled us over earlier to tell us about how his car was pieced together.
I did. I did.
But you're not a cop?
No. No, I'm not a cop.
Wait, what are you doing then?
I just drive around and kind of from the back of cars I'm driving around, I inspect them and I ask people to pull over. And granted, my car looks like a cop car, but that's just the color scheme. But I'm not impersonating an officer. I never said I was. That's all y'all believe in I was.
So you seem upset, sir.
I'm a little upset because I am a little upset, all right? If I got to be honest, I am.
Todd, I need you to step away from the delivery window really quick.
Could you
please step over here? I don't think that you're cut out to be the voice of this taco place.
What do you mean? What do you hear?
The problem is it's hard to understand you, okay?
Uh-huh.
And we've been giving away Tempur-Pedic mattresses out this window, and it's just not working out. Okay, you see what I'm saying? So I've promised your mother I wouldn't fire you, so I think we're going to have to give you a little bump. Are you ready for a little bump?
You don't have cocaine? Or?
You're making it hard on me, Todd. I can't look the other way when you're asking if I'm talking about cocaine when I talk about a bump. I'm talking about a raise, a new position. You can't be at the window, okay? So what I'm going to do is you're going to be assistant manager. I need you to stay in the office in the back. I'd like you to interact with people as little as possible.
Hey, yeah, I can do that, yeah.
Okay,
good. This means so much. Thank you so much. I just want to say that everything will be great.
I can't understand you. So I'm going to need you to, this is the office you'll be in. It looks like a broom closet, but it's an office, okay? Listen.
All right.
All right, listen, Tempur-Pedic, okay? Listen, everybody in Tempur-Pedic here, okay? We got to focus up. Our sales are not going through the roof. We're moving product, but we're not making money. What the fuck is going on?
I guess I'm just confused because at our last meeting, you said you wanted to move as much product as humanly possible, and that's what we did. You didn't say anything about selling them.
Okay, well, that's what do you think I meant? Huh?
I thought you meant...
I'm with Lisa. You said move, sir. And move we did. We got that shit out of here.
Stupid Apple.
Okay.
We've got a promotional partnership with Ding Dong Tacos, the place that only sells tacos and milkshakes. And
yeah, I know Ding Dong, yeah.
When somebody gets a milkshake, we give them a free mattress.
Okay. Well, maybe we should do something where they have to pay for the mattress, huh? Maybe we think about that. Maybe they pay for the mattress and they get the tacos for free.
Look, sir, I think we're fine with that. What we're kind of uncomfortable with, and correct me if I'm wrong, fellow employees, but you're like coming in very hot. You know what I mean? You're like really angry at us. You're showing a lot of anger, and we want to solve this.
Again, I'm standing in solidarity. And, sir, also, if I may, you've got a little something on your cheek.
Fucking face. Yeah, on your fucking cheek.
Yeah, it's a leech. I'm bloodletting. Thank you very much. Okay, so why don't we just let that go, okay?
Let the leech go on your face, sir?
As HR, I just want to reiterate, you are coming in a little hot right now. So if you could just dial that back a little bit.
Okay, great. So I can't come in hot now?
Sir, you're yelling. This is a safe space here, okay, at Tempur-Pedic. So if you want to have a conversation, let's converse in tones that we can all take in, okay?
If we have time for yelling, we have time for selling. The leech just went in your mouth, by the way.
So I liked what I saw on that dating app. I didn't know you'd be bringing a friend. You said you'd like to split things, so I thought I would see what is up.
Yeah, it's my friend Beth. I bring her everywhere.
Hey, what's up?
Cool. I'm happy to buy drinks for the table. You know what I mean? I won't just buy you drinks if you want to drink, Beth. You know, whatever.
If I want to drink Beth, gross.
No, I am Beth.
Oh my God, you're a freak. You match with such a freak. Oh my God, this guy's
crazy. Such a freak, right?
You're attracted to freaks.
I know. Kind of cute. Kind of cute, but like he is a freak.
Yeah, mostly freak. Will you split our drinks?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll order here. Let me call the waiter over. Hey, call the waiter over.
Hi, I'm Paul. I'm going to be your waiter. Let me tell you a little bit about the history of the restaurant. Established in 2017 as a subsidiary of Chili's.
As you can see, I got a couple of ladies with me, and they want something, and they want it now. Can we get them a split drink?
A split drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And for you, sir?
Nothing.
Okay. So the ladies
Sorry. I just want to point out how cool this is. Are you one of those guys who goes out with women and they get really drunk and you don't drink anything at all? I think that's really hot and cool.
Yeah.
Bingo.
That's hot. Yeah. Oh, my
it's
God.
Kind of spooky.
Yes. Oh, my it's God. You're such a freak. Spooky. Yes.
You have,
oh, my
God. You have no idea.
Paul, I'm looking over at tonight's receipts, and you split a drink.
Is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah, there is something wrong with that, Paul. I'm going to have to let you go.
Oh, God. I just got my citizenship back.
I mean, you can get another.
Excuse me, Paul?
Yes?
Paul, is this... Paul, are you back
yes,
in my office, Paul?
I am.
Paul,
I guess
I
am.
Yes. Just give me the bad news. Country, but let me just tell you, your citizenship is revoked again.
Okay.
Word on the street is you split a drink.
I don't see why that's a problem.
If you can't see why it's a problem, that's the reason why it's a problem.
Well. Looks like you're back, Mike. So I'm going to be shaving off your arms and then your legs. Uh-huh. And then I'll be putting you in this box here and shipping you right back across the border. How does that sound?
Just fine. Whatever. Just
Don't tell Uniqlo I have this T-shirt because they want it back. But I need to wear something, okay?
Yeah, all right, I can eat it. Where is my anesthesia? It looks like I don't have any. All right, I'm going to have to do this the old fashioned way, huh? But down on this metal rod.
Metal? You don't have a wooden stick or anything?
No, mate, no time. All right. I shattered my teeth
on the metal.
And no talking. I got to focus. All right, yeah. All right.
Why are the leeches here?
Leeches are just my friends, mate. They're going to stop that excess bleeding that's going to come out from all the arteries that I'm snipping right now. Oh, mate, you got thick bones, mate.
Yes. It's my Dutch heritage.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be able to cut through with this. All right, I'll be back tomorrow.
I'm just going to lie down on this Tempur-Pedic mattress.
So you came back to Dutchland.
Oh, God. Not willingly. Not willingly.
Yeah? The seven of us were thinking, maybe you don't leave.
Fine. Like, do whatever you need to with me.
We like you.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's good to feel like I belong in a community for once. I've been fully ostracized in America.
Yeah. Everybody?
I guess so.
Oops, yeah. Are those your shoes?
Yeah.
Answer the question.
They are my shoes. I mean, I'm wearing them, right?
Oops.
You got to keep your shoes?
Well, I didn't get them at the mall.
You got them at the airport?
Yes. Yes, they're airport shoes.
There's someone here from the airport that wants to talk to you.
What?
Hi, I'm with TSA, and I'm going to need to confiscate your shoes. It's a little bit different from the usual confiscation, but it's kind of how we do things at the airport. Can I have your shoes, please?
Okay, and then you're just going to run them through the machine and make sure that I don't have a bomb in them and give them back to me?
Well, won't, all of that, but you won't be getting them back.
Oh, Jesus.
These are over 4 ounces, and you can't carry that on an airplane.
That makes all shoes are over 4 ounces.
I'm sorry. I don't know what kind of rules you saw or what you think you know, but I have to confiscate these. These are, they can't
Jesus,
fly.
One guy tried to blow up his shoes one time, and now the rest of us for the rest of time have to take our fucking shoes off.
Yeah, exactly, sir. Thank you.
He's here, by the way.
What? The shoe bomber? The guy,
yeah, he's now a resident of Dutchland.
Oh, great.
Would you like to meet him?
No.
Steve.
Hey. Hi.
You're famous.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, another American. Welcome.
This guy knows who you are.
Oh yeah. You're the guy that, wait, you used to be a decent docent, didn't you?
Yes, I still am a decent docent. I just don't have a job.
Oh.
And you're not the guy I was thinking of because you have a different name and backstory. But but it's nice.
Yeah,
to
I guess I wasn't the original shoe bomber, but
wait, you were not?
I mean, I was one of them, just not the original.
Oh, so there were more than one shoe bomber.
Jesus, line is insane. I mean, should we just pull out of here and go to another taco place or what? I mean, we've been sitting here for like, it feels like 30 minutes just to order a goddamn taco.
What's your hurry? It's a taco. We'll get it eventually. We'll eat
I'm here because it's fast food, Kyle. Right. I'm not here because I'm like, if I went to a
sit-down
restaurant.
Have you seen how hot these chicks are in the fucking Volkswagen? Just chill already.
You mean the back of their heads?
Yes. Like,
no, I haven't. I can't clock that.
You can't. All right, fine. Why don't you know what? Let's go up and talk to them and see if they have any car trouble. Maybe
what?
That leads to something else.
You want
to?
What are you talking about? What you? That's
at least we can get out of the car and breathe some fresh air and also get an update on what the fuck's going on.
Kyle, you've been single for maybe 2 weeks, dude. You need to chill out. That's not how you. You don't talk to women just in a line. That's so scary. That's scary as hell.
Okay. All right. I've been married 27 years. I don't know how things work anymore. Let's go up and say hello.
When the fuck was that okay? 27 years ago, was that okay? You were in line somewhere in a car?
Yeah, and you would walk up to absolute strangers and say hello and introduce yourself and get to know them, ask them what their interests are.
So when two cars are parked, you would do that. You would just get like a stop sign.
Why are you so combative? What is this really about?
I need a taco, dude. It's been 30 minutes, all right? I need
You're
a
hungry.
Taco.
Are you hungry?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't we go park the car and go inside and get in line?
Okay, fine. All right.
Jesus.
I can't reverse. We're blocked in.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to go talk. Man. I'm going to go talk to the women in the Volkswagen.
Kyle.
Hey, how are you two today?
We're okay. We're actually just kind of in the middle of ordering right now. But if you want to talk to us, I guess that's fine.
Well, just curious, maybe if I could slip in an order. We're in the car behind you. If we could just sort of piggyback, as it were, and let you know what we wanted to eat, and you could add it to your order, and then we'll pay for the whole thing.
How's wow. Beth, you hear this guy? What the fucking audacity of this guy to come up here and try to slip in an order?
Yeah, that's really gross, actually. That's not okay. It's 2017.
Hoping to buy your lunch. That's really what I was trying
to do. Yeah, but you use the word slip in. You know what I mean?
I didn't say slip it in. I think that would be offensive.
Well, now you just did, though.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Also, yes, we can't be bought, okay?
Yeah, we
You're
can't
trying
be
to
bought.
Buy our lunch.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, can we keep this line? Can we keep this line moving? If you got time
just
to taco,
second,
you got time for tacos.
So what are you two having?
Well, we were thinking about
it's a five piece
like that.
Before or six, and we're splitting a small milkshake, and we're also splitting the Tempur-Pedic, so. Yeah.
So what's your problem in there with that order?
Please go back to the assistant's office. I gave you an assistant's office. I'm having a hard time with the Tempur-Pedic mattress through the window. It won't quite fold right.
We'll talk to this guy. He'll be able to slip it in.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's our show for today. Slipped it in just in the nick of time. Let's thank all of our alchemists, shall we, please? Starting with Mr. James Heaney. James, we've missed you. Please come back soon.
Oh, it's been fun. I can't wait to come back on the regular.
Yes, please. And stay safe out there. And thanks for not wearing a mask.
Oh, thank you. Well, I am actually wearing a mask, just not in a Zoom call.
copy. Gotcha. And thanks. Good to see you again. Jackie Uwe, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you had fun.
Woo!
I had a blast. Thanks
Great
for having
job.
Me.
Loved it. Loved every damn minute of it. Please come back.
I'll come back whenever you want me.
Okay. Fair enough. Is there anything you would like folks to know about in terms of your creativity outside of this particular Zoom hang?
Outside of the Zoom hang, my creativity is me in the middle of a Gilmore Girls marathon. But you can find me on Instagram. My handle is at BLKJACK76, or just type in my name, Jacqueline Uwe.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. And enjoy the rest of your Gilmore Girls.
Hey.
Chris Alvarado.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure.
I had fun improvising with this group. And I'm happy. I would love to be okay. I'm done talking.
Sometimes we're just spent at the end of this session. Caroline Cotter.
Yeah.
So nice to have you with us again. And where can folks find you on the interwebs and whatnots?
I guess just Cotter Poop, but it doesn't matter.
At Cotter Poop, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's a new baking show you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm. It's really sad.
You're showing folks how to make a sourdough starter kit.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, and we, I guess.
Craig Kukowski.
Hey, please stop using the phrase begging the question to mean makes one wonder or prompts one to ask. Begging the question is a specific logical fallacy about circular reasoning.
Appreciate that. I always like to end these with some sort of input on terminology that people are misusing. And that was a great one.
Thank you.
Joey Greer, anything you want to add to that?
Let's see. I kind of want to jump on that awesome train with Craig. So the Sumerians, I forgot. I was watching a doc about them, but I forgot.
Yeah. Greatest wrap-up ever. Let's give a big shout-out to our producer of the stars and engineer, Mr. Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. And thank all of you. Please be safe and healthy out there and do the smart thing and put a mask on when you go outside. Let's look after each other, damn it, please. And be kind to each other. Let's try that one. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Thanks again. Until next time.
Alchemy this.